Let's move a block of text. In this example, we will move the order of paragraphs so the first paragraph follows the second. Before any of the block commands can be used, markers which point to the block of text to be manipulated must be set. To mark the beginning of the block, position the cursor before the first character of the first word in the first paragraph. Then type Ctrl H. Ctrl H defines the beginning of a paragraph. Next, move the cursor just past the last character of the last word in the first paragraph. We will mark the end of the block here. Type Ctrl W. Ctrl W is Perfect Writer's wipe command. The entire paragraph will disappear from the screen. Even though you cannot see it, the first paragraph is still being stored in a special part of Perfect Writer's memory. The next step in moving a block of text is to position the cursor at the location where the text is to be moved. Type Ctrl N until the cursor stops moving. We will now restore the block which we just wiped away. Type Ctrl Y. Ctrl Y is Perfect Writer's yank back command. Perfect Writer will yank the paragraph from its special place in memory and redisplay it on the screen. Examine the placement of the text on the screen. You'll notice that the two paragraphs have been reversed. The block of text may also be copied to another location. Type Ctrl P until the cursor stops moving. The cursor position indicates the location that the paragraph will be copied to. Next, type Ctrl Y to execute the yank back command. The paragraph is again pulled from its special storage buffer to appear where you positioned the cursor. To delete the block just copied, type Ctrl W. Type Ctrl Y twice more to duplicate two more paragraphs. You may also use the yank back command to restore deleted words or characters. Press Escape. Now press the Delete key. The word to the left of the cursor will disappear. Type Ctrl P to move the cursor up one line. Then type Ctrl Y. The yank back command inserts the word into this new position. Another feature which is very useful is Find and Replace. In this example, we will replace every occurrence of the word the with the word hello. The Find and Replace command will begin at the cursor position and continue to the end of the file. Type Escape, less than symbol, to position the cursor at the beginning of the file. Type Escape R. At the prompt Replace, type THE and press the Escape key. Be careful not to press Return, as this would instruct Perfect Writer to find THE only when there is a carriage return at the end. In our example, we will replace all occurrences of THE, even if the letters occur in other words, such as the word they. To replace only the word the, you would type a space before and after the word at the Replace prompt. The prompt with appears at the bottom of the screen. Type HELLO and press Escape. Perfect Writer will scan the file and replace every THE it finds with the word hello. Because the replacement function is automatic, caution must be exercised. It is possible to replace words which are not intended for replacement. The Escape Ctrl R command allows you more control by instructing Perfect Writer to ask before it replaces a specified word. Press the Escape key. Now type Ctrl R. At the prompt Query Replace, type HELLO and press the Escape key. At the With prompt, type THE and press Escape. The cursor will move to the first hello in the file. If you type Y at this point, the word will be replaced. Typing N leaves the word hello as it is and moves to the next occurrence of the word. Typing a period will cause Perfect Writer to abandon the search and return to its original position. Type Y. The word hello will be replaced. Type Y for each occurrence. Perfect Writer also enables you to search for a word without replacing it. The Ctrl-S command will search forward from the position of the cursor, and the Ctrl-R command will search in reverse. Perfect Writer's search commands are very useful in correcting or updating files. It is often more convenient to search for a particular area of text to correct, rather than scrolling through a file page by page. In daily use, you'll also encounter frequent situations which lend themselves to rapid modification of data. If you have positions in text which require later insertion of values, which may not be known as you prepare a draft, it would be convenient to mark the place with an ampersand or other symbol. Once the values are available, a search and change may be rapidly performed with the Find Replace routine. This program will substitute the correct data. In this section, we have used the Escape Greater Than command to move to the end of a file, and Escape Less Than to move the cursor to the beginning of a file. We have typed Ctrl-Z to move the cursor to the top of a page, and Ctrl-V to move to the bottom of a page. Finally, we used the Escape-R command to find and replace a word. Before we continue with the next example, abort the text currently being edited. Type Ctrl-X, Ctrl-C. When the prompt appears asking if you want to abandon the file, type Y. When the main selections menu appears, type the letter E. At the file name prompt, type B:NAME:MSS and press return. Note that the extension MSS is used with old document files. Always use this extension when preparing your own documents. The cursor will appear in the upper left corner of your screen. Perfect Writer offers the ability to change the format of an entire document with a few simple commands. For instance, the Page Footing command may be used to determine what type of page numbering will appear at the bottom of each printed page. Locate the at symbol on your keyboard. On the KPRO 2 keyboard, the at symbol is obtained by pressing the Shift and number 2 keys simultaneously. Type at symbol PAGE FOOTING left bracket right bracket and press return. Since we do not desire numbered pages in the letter, a pair of brackets follows the page footing command. Normally, this command would not be used at all because Perfect Writer automatically assumes pages will be numbered unless instructed otherwise. Press return twice. Type at symbol VERBATIM left parenthesis. The verbatim command instructs Perfect Writer to display text exactly as it appears on the screen. Now type your own name. After you enter your name, press return. Type your address and press return. Now type your city and state. Press return. Press return once again. Now type in capital D-E-A-R and your first name. Press return. Type a right parenthesis. Press return twice. To save time, we will not type new paragraphs. We will copy the paragraphs prepared in the earlier exercise. One of Perfect Writer's most useful features is the ability to work on more than one file at a time. Type Ctrl-X, Ctrl-F A prompt displays the question, file to find. Type B colon DEMO period MSS and press return. The name file is still in the computer's memory, but the demo file will appear on your screen. PerfectWriter is storing both files in special buffers. Up to 7 files may be loaded into PerfectWriter at one time, allowing you to compare, edit, and copy documents with ease. By using the copy function, we can move the contents of demo into the name file. First, it will be necessary to wipe the screen clear. Type Ctrl H to mark the beginning of the file. Next, type Escape greater than sign to move the cursor to the end of the document. Type Ctrl W to wipe the screen clear. If the file is large, the word swapping may appear at the lower right corner of the screen. The screen will clear. By switching to the original document, it is now possible to copy in the contents of the demo file. Type Ctrl X. Now type the letter B. At the Switch to Buffer prompt, type NAME and press return. The original name file will reappear. Type Ctrl Y to execute the yankback command. The contents of the demo file will appear before your name. We will now examine some of the formatting features in PerfectWriter. Unless you specify otherwise, PerfectWriter automatically justifies the lines in a file. Simply put, justifying eliminates the ragged edge right margin by placing the first character of a line against the left margin, as well as the right character of that line against the right margin. Spaces are spread between words automatically. This feature may be turned off by typing at symbol VERBATIM at the beginning of your document. If you're typing correspondence, which would require the appearance of a personal touch, you might prefer not to have all the additional spacing and vertical right margins. The style command will permit setting the number of line spaces. Your application of PerfectWriter may require that dictation be transcribed for first draft review. In the printed first draft, you may wish to leave several blank lines between the lines of the text to permit spaces for changes. Let's set the name file for double spacing. Type escape less than symbol to move to the top of the file. Now press return and type Ctrl P. If the style command is used, it must be the first command in a document. Only the at symbol command designating printer types may precede it. Type at symbol style left parenthesis SPAC ING space the number 2 space LINES right parenthesis. Then type Ctrl X, Ctrl S to save the file. The style command is also used to set the left and right margins of a document. If new margins are assigned, PerfectWriter automatically assumes an 8-space margin on either side. Press return. Type at symbol style left parenthesis right margin space the number 6 space chars right parenthesis and press return. Then type at symbol style left parenthesis left margin space, the number 7, space, CHARS, right parenthesis, and press return. The name file is now formatted for a left margin of 7 characters and a right margin of 6 characters. Let's move the cursor to the end of the file. Type escape, greater than symbol. Now type at symbol, CLOSING, left bracket, CORDIALLY, and press return 4 times. Then type your name and a left bracket. Press return. Type Control X, Control S to save the file. We will now check for spelling errors in your letter. Type Control X, Control C to return to the menu. At the Abandon Modified Buffers prompt, type Y. The main menu will appear. Remove the Perfect Writer Edit diskette from Drive A and insert the Perfect Speller disk. Type XY to exit to CPM. The computer will reboot. This process is necessary each time a new disk is inserted. Type MENU and press return. At the menu, type S to select the Perfect Speller option. Then type B colon NAME period MSS. The Perfect Speller menu will appear. Type G to start checking the spelling. The disk drive will continue to whir, and drive B will turn on as Perfect Speller scans the words in your file. A message indicating the number of words processed and not recognized will appear. After Perfect Speller scans a file, the program will display each word it does not recognize. This may be a proper name or a slang word which is acceptable in English, but which Perfect Speller does not recognize. If the word is acceptable as it is, you may wish to add it to the Perfect Speller dictionary, in which case you would type an A next to the word. If it is a proper name, you should ignore it by typing an I next to the name. However, if the word is misspelled, you will type C to change it. Type the letter Y now to scan the list of unrecognized words. The first word which Perfect Speller does not recognize will appear on your screen. If the word is misspelled, type C. If the next word is misspelled, type C. Continue typing C, I, or A until the exit prompt appears. Turn off the recorder until you have finished reviewing the words. Let's continue. At the exit to PW prompt, type the letter Y. The Perfect Writer Speller diskette contains a version of the Perfect Writer editor. We will now review the demo file for misspelled words. Notice that all misspelled words in the file have been marked with an arrow sign in the letter S. The cursor will be positioned before the first of these words. That same word will appear at the bottom of the screen. Type the letter C. A prompt at the bottom of the screen requests the correct spelling of the misspelled word. Type the proper spelling of the word and press Escape. If the misspelled word occurs more than once, Perfect Writer will automatically correct every occurrence of the word. If there is another misspelled word in the file, the cursor will come to rest in front of it. Continue changing, scanning, and correcting misspellings until the cursor is resting at the bottom of the file. Remember to press Escape, not the return key, to enter changes in spelling. Your document is now ready for printing. Type Control X, Control S to save the updated file. Now type Control X, Control C to exit to the main menu. Remove the Perfect Speller working diskette from Drive A and reinsert the Perfect Writer Edit diskette. Type XY to exit to CPM. The computer will reboot. At the CPMA prompt, type MENU and press Return. It is not possible to format or print while the Perfect Speller diskette is in Drive A, because Perfect Speller does not contain these Perfect Writer functions. Therefore, the working Perfect Writer Edit diskette must always be in Drive A in order to format or print a file. We have completed two paragraphs. We've explored the document format commands and checked the spelling of your letter. We have practiced the application of block moves with Control H at the beginning marker, Control W at the end marker, and Control Y at the point to which the text will be moved. We have also used the yank back command to copy words in paragraphs. You know by now that you will frequently type Control X, Control S in order to save text. Use the same routine every 10 or 15 lines. That way, if there should be a power outage or an accidental exit command, most of your text would be intact. When the main selection menu appears on the screen, type F to execute the format option. At the name of file prompt, type B:NAME and press Return. The format menu will appear on your screen. Ready the printer and type PG. The formatted name file will be printed. Turn off the recorder until printing has been completed. The following section contains instructions for creating form letters. Let's begin a new file. At this point, the main selections menu will appear on the screen. Type E. When the prompt requests a file name, type DEMOA period MSS and press Return. We are going to increase the pace of our instruction at this point. You're now familiar with your error corrections. We will refer to each command by its textbook name. Once you become accustomed to the functions of these next commands, the material contained in your user's guide will be much clearer. You'll be able to sort through and pass the particular commands that will be of little value to you. So let's begin. We have already used the style command to set double spacing. Style has many other features which you will use in most of the documents you will produce. For example, this versatile option may be placed at the beginning of a letter to set margins, indentation, and header spacing. Remember, the style command must always be placed at the top of a document. It may only be preceded by the special device command, which is used to select printers or modems. We will use the style command to set the general format of the letter you're typing. Type @ style, left parenthesis, paper, length, space, the number 11, space, inches, comma, spac, ing, space, the number 2, space, lines, comma. Do not press Return because we'll be continuing this line of instruction. At this point, the style command has been used to set not only the length of the page, but to double space the document as well. Let's assume that you want approximately 10 lines of border at the bottom. Type BOTTOM MARGIN space, the number 10 space, LINES comma, TOP MARGIN space, the number 20 space, LINES, right parenthesis, and press return. Note that at symbol commands, such as the style command, must have parameters enclosed in parentheses, braces, or brackets. One thing you must consider in the length of your letter is that the page length has been set for 66 lines. You have already deducted from 66 lines 20 for the top margin and 10 for the bottom margin. Thus, you will only have space for approximately 36 lines of actual text on any one page. If, after the letter is printed, you find that you still have text overlapping beyond the bottom of the first page point, simply return to the edit mode and reset the page length by 2, 3, or more lines at the top of the file. For the sake of neatness, text and signature blocks may be on a second page. In Perfect Writer, two at symbol commands enable you to personalize and individually address form letters. The at symbol message command displays a message on the screen during printing and waits for a reply from the keyboard. Type at symbol MESSAGE left parenthesis the words please enter name right parenthesis and press return. The at symbol include command is used to incorporate this reply into the letter. The include command may also be employed to include separate files in your letters. For instance, you could store stock paragraphs on disk and use the include command to build a form letter made up of these stock paragraphs. This is referred to as boilerplating. In our example, we will use include only to print keyboard responses to the message prompt. Type at symbol INCLUDE left parenthesis CON colon right parenthesis and press return. Turn off the recorder now while you type several paragraphs and correct the text. Restart the tape when you're ready to resume. Let's resume. Type Ctrl X, Ctrl S to save the Demo A file. Now type Ctrl X, Ctrl C to return to the Selections menu. When the menu appears, type F to select the Format option. At the Name prompt, type DEMO A and press Return. The Format menu will appear. Ready the printer, type PG to begin printing. The prompt, please enter name, will appear on the screen. This is the same message you embedded in the letter using the message and include commands. Type your name and type Ctrl Z to continue. The message option does not recognize the return key, so all answers to screen prompts must be ended with a Ctrl Z. The file will be printed with your name at the top. Turn off the recorder until printing is complete. We have examined most of the menu options. These options are most useful in creating a standard letter, not a form letter, but the type you would prepare every day. We illustrated a vertical right margin and a ragged right margin, automatic word wrap and manual carriage return at line end. And finally, you printed a form letter. If you had no previous experience with Perfect Writer, I am certain at this time you feel confident enough to begin creating letters relating to your own work. If mailing lists are not a part of your everyday work, you probably maintain records of customers or clients, prospective customers or vendors. In this tutorial, we have covered all the basic functions necessary to use Perfect Writer. We placed the edit diskette in drive A with a formatted blank diskette in drive B. Then we moved on to Perfect Writer's edit menu, the program options which determine how your final document will appear. Once in the editing mode, you learned how to insert words or characters at any place in a document. We saved the file you created on disk, and we printed the file to obtain a hard copy. In the section on advanced editing, you were instructed how to move the cursor through paragraphs, pages, or an entire file. You learned to search for and replace words or phrases in a document. We also discussed how to delete lines or an entire paragraph, and how to change the order of paragraphs, words, or characters. You were then taken step by step through the creation of a business letter. We covered page numbering, justifying margins, and spacing. We also discussed how to copy and combine parts of other files to create a new document. In the section on Perfect Speller, we demonstrated how your computer can instantly correct spelling errors. Finally, you learned how to set margins, specify page headings, and create a form letter using Perfect Writer's commands. You may also find it useful to refer to the lessons diskette. To examine the lessons file, place the edit disk in drive A and the lessons disk in drive B. Enter Perfect Writer by typing MENU and pressing return. Then select the edit mode by typing E. At the file name prompt, type B:LESSON0 and press return. This concludes the micro-instructional series Basic Perfect Writer. You may wish to listen to the tape several times and review the examples. Upon attempting to type your first letter, you may wish to start this tape at an example which closely approximates the text you wish to prepare. From time to time, you may wish to review Perfect Writer's many commands. The Perfect Writer Editing Command Summary Card provides a quick reference for the program's most often used commands. For greater depth, you may wish to consult Perfect Writer Program Manual. To provide further applications for your particular use, consult your dealer. Our instructional cassette entitled Perfect Writer for Advanced Applications explores the functions required in publishing, law, and an extended use of the Perfect Writer and Perfect Filer. Perfect Writer is a trademark of Perfect Software Incorporated. This recording is protected by international copyrights dated February 1983 by Micro Instructional Incorporated, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.